I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Maki, what do we do first? What do we do second? And what do we do third?
Okay, first, we're gonna... Ano bang sayo? Chismis muna.
We introduce the show topic.
Okay.
Then we introduce the guests. And then we go... Ito yung bagong format. We're working on it. 155 plus episodes. I think we've got it. Okay, go Maki.
Ano ulit? Okay, so right now we're gonna talk about helmets, one of the most important things that we use when we ride. And we have two of the best resources that we have that we can get on the show. And we have Gilbert, one of the most respected industry veteran. He's been to
dahil a lot siya of... yung pinakamatangkad yata sa mga companies eh. No, may science behind that. Kung matangkad ka, mas respected ka.
Tsaka mas kailangan niya talaga ng helmet. Sa mga pinto, tumatama yun eh. Doon siya nasimula mag-research about helmets.
Well, helmets... they're one of the most important things that we use. And hindi naman pwedeng, siguro sa atin, dito sa Metro Manila, hindi naman pwedeng wala kang helmet. Diba? Kasi uliin ka. Pero we'll talk about details like certification, safety, technology. Kasi ang dami ng helmet brands ngayon eh. Dati kami lang eh. Biglang nagsamputan lahat eh. Diba? Mga three-letter words, kung ano-ano. So yun. We have Gilbert and we have Earl. Si Gilbert is been in the industry for tagal na rin. He's been
with a lot.
As tall as he was. So si Gilbert,
when he was your height.
Si Gilbert naabot ako sa Ducati before. Siya yung pinakamatangkad doon. Uy, si Gilbert.
Height na lang talaga. Si Earl naman pakilala mo. Kanina mo pinapakilala si Gilbert.
anyway, si Earl naman, I just met Earl recently, pero parang nakikita na kami niyan dati sa mga ano, yung mga tambike na mga pinasara. Sa mga motorcycle events.
Yung mga tambike na pinasara, yung ibig mo sabihin yung mga na-raid na tambike?
Hindi naman.
Pag kayo pupunta?
Hindi tambike teka, yun. Teka, masahihan
teka,
yun.
Teka. Maki. Diba na yan?
Huwag mo na daw makikwento yung mga masahihan.
Huwag mo ko idamay.
Hindi naman damay kasi maraming ano eh. Siyempre si Earl has been, ano ba yan? I would say...
Nagre-review ng helmet yan.
Oh, yun. Nagre-review ng helmet yan. Hindi lang local, pati international.
BTS yan si Earl. Behind the scenes. Siya yung mastermind behind Moto Deals.
Oh, no, si Jerry may tinatanong, sino daw yung sumemplang ng demo bike? Tinatanong si Moto Chismis.
All right. Okay, now we spotlight Gilbert. Hey, Gilbert. What's up?
I'm good. Okay. How are you guys?
Good. I'm glad to have you here.
Likewise.
Hey, Earl. What's up?
Hi. What's up?
And of course, sino pa yung mga kasama natin? Buck Pago.
Siyempre, andito yung pinaka-chismoso. Si Moto Chismis Aris Ilagan.
Yun. And then,
of course, si Makimoto, ang pinaka-magaling na professional rider. Test rider.
Hindi ako yun, pare.
Ay, hindi ba ikaw yun? Bala ko ikaw yun eh.
Nako.
And also, siyempre, si Iba. Bernardo, ang
TED Talk.
Santa Claus ng motorcycling world na mimigay ng maraming prizes pag Pasko.
Thanks, Buck. And of course, we've got Buck Pago. Coach Buck, Mechanic Buck, Chef Buck, What the Buck? Back to you, Mackie.
Back to you.
By the way, mawawala ako guys in 10 minutes, ha? Meron na ulakad eh.
Ang makawala rin ako in 10 minutes, may Diablo eh.
Gusto ko na rin mawala. Para may Red Dead Redemption ako eh. Anyway, so that's my first question. How do you pick a helmet? What ano ba yung tinitignan yung important details before you...
So, mauna ka. Ako si Gilbert.
Si Earl. Tanong mo si Earl.
Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I choose a helmet, first I ask myself, what am I going to use it for? Because honestly, if you use a road helmet, you can go anywhere. Like you can use a standard full face helmet for just about anything, but is it going to be optimal? So for the first, I ask myself, what am I going to use it for? So is it a daily helmet? Is it going to be an off-road helmet? Is it going to be a touring helmet or a long ride helmet or a city helmet lang? But after that, it's more complex. So if I say I want a road helmet, then the choice becomes narrow. So you go from the top. So you go from the top down. You narrow down the choices until you reach your desired helmet, right? And part of that discussion also comes into brands, because not only is brand like for looks and everything, but it's also with regards to your head shape, how the helmet fits you, how the brand designs their helmets, and what is their sort of thought process when making the helmets. So you got to trickle it down from there. For the most part, I think most of my helmets are HJC because they fit me well. I like the style. And recently, getting into Shark, because it fits my head very well and the quality is also there. But yeah, Shark. That's how I usually choose it. It's a mix of style, purpose, then fit, and then design. Whichever comes first, it depends on what your purpose is. Because if you buy a helmet to look good, it has to look good. Mm. But if you buy a helmet for purpose, like just purpose, and like for
let's make this easier.
Live selling to Earl.
So guys, welcome to my Shopee podcast. So yeah, usually this is it. Like if it's for dirt, it has to be for dirt. If it's for
Earl, nabana po ng bagong dirt helmet. Anong helmet yan?
This is the HJC I-50, the Red Bull graphic.
Banda.
So this is my dirt helmet.
Ano yung limited edition?
Not, I think so, yeah. The Gilbert limited ba to? You should know.
yes, yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Limited production, yes.
Yeah. Red Bull. Ayun, so purpose, design, style, brand, and last, and I think after everything na, you go into like safety, you do your homework, you do get into the nitty-gritty. And you know, I think the biggest hurdle that I would encounter is safety. When it comes to helmets.
Oh yeah, no.
Because actually there's an interesting point with all of these helmets, and because standards have changed in the industry right now and standards are progressing, I think that it's also a good talking point now to touch upon safety and make it an even higher priority, because it's not as cut and dry anymore. There's a lot more that goes into what makes a helmet safe and how safe helmets are based on your safety standards, ECE, DOT, we'll touch on that later.
Ayan, oo.
Yeah, that's my take.
Mag-usapan natin yung mga rating na yan. Kasi marami pa nagtatanong, ano ba ECE, ano yung DOT. Pero matagal lang mga nagra-ride to.
Ako, hindi ko alam.
Hindi, ako rin. May, parang balita ko, ECE, meron siyang update. And alam nitong dalawang to yung update na yun, what ECE eh. Si Gilbert naman din natin. How do you pick a helmet?
Similarly with Earl, no. Usually you'd start out with choosing kung anong purpose ng helmet mo, saan mo gagamitin, what kind of riding that you do. And then after that, yeah, likewise, you can also narrow it down to your particular style that you like, design. But also especially for our local market, malaking factor yun ano, price, yung cost, no. So that's a big factor for a lot of buyers. That's something to consider, and not all styles of helmets are available at a certain price range. So medyo limited rin for some people. Sometimes yung mga magandang helmet, magandang fit, medyo out of reach sa kanila. So they have to settle for some compromise, something a little bit lower price but still within the budget that they have, and you know, and then another thing to consider also, the after your style, your purpose, the price, maybe you consider also the brand, because not all the brands has used the same safety standards per se, kasi nga, well, globally syempre yung mga helmets are supposed to be following a strict set of guidelines, but not all helmets arriving into the country are certified the same way. Wow. So yun rin. So that might be a factor also for some people.
Paano nangyayari yun? Yung certifications that we have right now is only DOT and ECE. Ano ba yung difference ng dalawa?
Yeah. So we have DOT and ECE. DOT is Department of Transportation. That's a U.S. standard, no, for the helmets. And then we also have the ECE, which is a European standard. Currently, we have from starting last year, the ECE standard was 22.05. And then this year, it's been upgraded to 22.06. So all helmets to be sold starting this year was supposed to be 22.06. Okay. So the difference between the 22.05, the difference between the 22.05 and 22.06, actually maraming small details lang, but the major difference is when they went from 22.05 to 22.06, yung when they test the helmets, di ba, meron yung mga impact points sa pinaka shell, outer shell. They went from like around 6 points to 12 points, 12 impact points. So they increased the number of test factors. So yun. So other than that, there are other minor differences then, pero those aren't so critical. Yun yung pinaka major factor. That's why if you'd notice, no, pag nung sa mga new latest helmets, the ones that are 22.06 standards certified, the shells are usually bigger. They're a lot larger because they have to pass all those impact point testings. So that's a major factor. That's why you'd notice yung mga bagong updates sa mga even for certain brands, no, when they updated their current lineup, nag-iba na yung itsura. It's not because of a design standpoint, but it's not because of a aesthetic standpoint, but it's because of, for the safety standards, they have to pass that safety standard.
You said something about shells, Gilbert.
Yes.
How important are the shells? No. And then I think Earl said something earlier about how some helmets fit different types of head shapes. No.
Yes.
Now that
yes.
shells are getting bigger. Ang alam ko, I hear in reviews and online, may iba't ibang, like the higher end helmets, ang daming shells.
Yeah.
And the more affordable ones, they only have like two or three shells.
Dalawang shell lang.
Oh, dalawang shell lang. What does that mean?
Well, the shell sizes are basically, that's a mold that they use to make the helmet. So for a certain line or certain model, they have... So yeah, usually the helmets range from extra small to XL or double extra large. So the lower price helmets, they usually have to, you know, budget their molds. So for like a certain model, they only have two or three shell sizes, and then they only adjust the actual size of the helmet by adjusting the padding or the liner inside. So like say extra small and a small helmet shell uses the same shell, but they have, yeah, but they use different thicknesses of padding.
Tama.
So those usually the higher end helmets, they have more shell sizes, which means they can adjust the size of the manufacturing mismo, the manufacturing process. They can make it as tight as fit to the head shape as possible, without having to compromise by, you know, making an extra thick padding or extra thin padding.
This is why a lot of small mga maliit na riders, yung payat, yung maliit.
Yeah.
Parang mukhang bobblehead sa unang helmet nila. Diba? Parang kasi you have limited shell sizes, but if they had probably gotten something a little bit more high end, they would
might be
smaller, may choices sila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Actually, with some of the helmets that we are given to test also, we've encountered some that only have one shell size across the size range.
What?
So from your small all the way to your extra, extra large, it's all the same shells.
Hindi yung
yeah.
pads nun, sobrang pag small, sobrang kapal.
The pads, the interior, there are many layers in the helmet. So you have the shell EPS, and then you have the interior pads. So usually what gets bigger is the EPS, and then the pads also. So that is what helps makes it fit. But then it's also another topic of conversation to talk about how big helmets are getting, or how if a bigger helmet is indeed safer. Yeah.
Pag malaki ulo mo, kailangan ng malaking helmet. Alam mo dati, bumili ako sa Tokyo. Showy. Bumili ako Showy. Tapos dun sa auto dealer, parang... Nagsukot ako ng medium, pero sobrang sikip. Tapos sabi nung sales lady sa akin, pwede ka daw palitan yung ano, yung pads. So, do you think dealers right now should offer that same service na, kunyari, kasi binigyan ako ng ano eh, mas manipis na cheek pad eh. Diba? So, do you think it works?
To the brands that I've talked to so far, it's harder on a business front, according to them. Because for a lot of big box motorcycle stores abroad, especially in the US, and in Japan, they offer that service because the brands are either homegrown or they have a lot of stock and they have a lot of stock keeping capability. But given that the market here for gear is mostly low end because of just the circumstance of the country, the what ends up happening is that most people just buy whatever's on the shelf and then they don't really care much about customization. But in the more developed nations where the superstores have their good have good inventory keeping and they have all the spare parts along with them, it becomes much easier for the customer from the retail standpoint in order to buy those pads. At least that's what I've experienced in Japan when I bought my helmet there. They offered to customize because it was a local brand. It was a local brand to them, and they had a lot of they had a lot of pads and custom fitting. Because also, it's in my experience, I've had helmets that have small or small to medium sized heads, so the crown area is small, but the cheek pads are
fit.
They felt like they were for a large. So I'm pulling that example right now. This is my Arai. It's my Arai Astro GX. So when I bought this helmet, I actually was in between trying to get pads for it, but they didn't have stock, unfortunately, so I had to get off the shelf. But how this helmet fits on my head is the crown area is perfect, but the cheek pads, they're a little loose because I have a I have a thin face.
Pogi,
I have a very thin face. And, mas pogi si Gino Rufino. Shout out to the elite. Gino, tumahibi ka na dyan sa comments.
So, kanina you've mentioned they're not very particular with yung small details like cheek pads, yung crown area. What do they go after? Aesthetics, graphics, no graphics, or brand?
Actually, on the area of fit, if we're going off of fit first, the first thing that, at least when I talked to Sila Jason Te of Triumph JT, a lot of the riders that buy helmets from HJC actually go up a size because HJC has a tendency to be snug in the cheek area, which is correct in my opinion for most helmets. Like it should be at least a little bit snug. But what most riders do is that they have their template, which is their old helmet, which is which became ill-fitting because the pads sort of worn out. And then that's what they got used to. They strap on an HJC, it's really tight. They think that it doesn't fit them and they get one size up because of the cheek pads. Now, the tendency there is that they end up getting a crown area that is too big for them. But the cheek pads is similar to what their old helmet felt like. That's how Jason explained it to me. So in my eyes, I think it's more important that this area fits first and then consider cheek pads after because you can replace this, you can't replace this, your crown area.
Maraming magandang tanong si Gino, but may outline kami and we're going to get to that. Actually, before we jump on to the next question, gusto ko lang malaman, ano yung mga helmet niyo? What helmet do you use the most? I'm just curious. Yung pinakamadalas yung gamit.
Tanongin natin lahat.
Ikaw, Aris, ano yung pinakamadalas mong ginagamit na helmet?
Pare, I'm a big fan of Showy. Tapos, siguro meron akong tatlong Showy, tapos isang Arai, tapos I have Nex, tapos meron din akong, I think I have Jilly na bigyan din ako. Pero yung iba,
yung pinakamadalas mong ginagamit?
Showy. I have adventure helmet na Showy and pang sport touring. I like the fitting of Showy, the weight, the design. Tapos alam ko dependable siya. I feel safe with Showy. In fact, the accident I had in 2017, yung horrible accident, that was the Showy that saved me. I bought another one, di ba, na gas-gas yung suit ko noon. I bought another one na pareho-pareho niya. Nag-iba lang yung kulay. So I believe in the product. Ayun ang maganda doon yan. At tested na pati. I don't mind paying. Basta alam ko safe ako.
Gilbert.
Yeah. Well, for daily commutes, since my commute's relatively short, less than 4 kilometers one way, usually heavy traffic. So naka-open face ako because I ride a scooter. Weekends, if it's a long ride, I'd go full face for sure. And then sometimes kung adventure bikes or you know other style of riding, I'd probably go with an ADV helmet. Yeah, but then again, I don't personally prescribe to having a lot of helmets any one time because I'm sure I get to wear all of them as much as I'd want to. So what I tend to do is within 2 years, I replace the helmet. So instead of waiting for it to expire. Yeah, because usually I find that within 2 years from my type of riding, within 2 years, it maluwag na talaga. So instead of getting new cheek pads, new headliners, upgrading the foam and all of that, I just replace it with a new helmet. For one, I make sure that the shell is new, diba? So usually kasi if you leave it, especially if you leave your helmet outside, diba? Kung naarawan yan.
Yeah.
Accelerated deterioration rin sa shell and sa EPS yan eh. And then if you ride it in the rain, nababasa yung cheek pad. So
nakapila rin yan sa notes ni Maki.
Sige.
Let's go. Mari, ikaw, ano yung pinakamadlas mong ginagamit na helmet?
Honestly, Bell Qualifier.
Wow.
Kasi, nagulat ka, no? Dami-dami
mong helmet. Yung Bell Qualifier pa yung pinakamadalas mong gamit, ha? And that's an entry-level full face.
Oh, kasi I look at the brand and the quality of the helmet, di ba? Kasi saka yung warranty. This is for me, that's very important. You don't just get any helmet out there. Kasi dati when we're selling, very particular also branding and nakikita ko yung saan siya ginagamit. Diba? Kasi ako, daily rider ako. So, yung qualifier for me is one of the most comfortable ones that you can get out there. Plus, okay naman yung fit sa akin. And it's very affordable. I have 10 helmets. Kaya galit na sa akin yung asawa ko nandun. Nakalagay lahat sa top.
All right.
Hi, Stancy here. Just dropping by to let you know that I have my own podcast called On Deck with Stancy, where I interview iconic radio personalities as well as my friends in the radio industry. We talk about their origin stories, their most memorable on-air moments, the radio industry in the digital age, and so much more. So if you're a radio head, just like me, make sure to follow and subscribe to On Deck with Stancy, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast fix.
Earl. And may dagdag ako ng tanong kay Earl. Rank helmets from best to worst. Special request ni Gino. All right. So what helmets do you use most of the time?
It's hard because I give them all equal treatment. I try to at least so I can. It's like, well, in the world of tech, it's like RAM. It's like an SSD. Like sort of, you want a lot of like chips so you can like distribute the load. So I kind of do the same thing for my helmets. But the one that I've been, it depends on the.
Napaka political yung answer.
It depends on the time of. It depends on the weather. Rather, more often than not, it depends on the weather.
Hindi ba depende sa bike na gamit mo?
Pwede din, but sometimes I just don't care. It's too hot to think about kung pogi o hindi. Actually, last month, I used this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
because ventilation, you can't beat this in ventilation. And it was hot. Like, it was really, really hot. But I find that every helmet that I have is like for a particular purpose. So if I find myself, like, you know, on the racetrack or on a medio long ride or, you know, Forma or whatever, this, the Arfa one is what I'd choose on those. But if it's like for touring, I go with the Shark. I go with the Shark. Off-road, syempre, that one. And then for like casual city rides or medio long rides, then also this one, the Arai Astro GX. Really depends, eh.
Pang casual niya, Arai.
Okay. So, it just depends.
Si Iba, Iba, ikaw.
Wait, tanong pa rin kay Gino. Gino, please list what helmet you think Earl uses most.
Gino, what's the one that you see me most in? That's yan na lang.
Ako, daily rider ako. So, what I use for my daily ride, and what I use siguro mga 80% of the time, is my cheapest helmet. That's it. Again, like Gilbert, lapit lang, di ba? Maximum 9 kilometers to Makati kung pupunta ako sa office, or 3 kilometers to Green Hills. So, ito yung gamit ko.
Ano yan?
Yung LS2 Carbon na... No, pero carbon fiber siya. Kasi Japorms eh.
Akala ko pero,
so you'll see me in this 80% of the time. But I kind of need to because we're looking at, it's about 4 years old na. So I'm going to replace it. I have the exact same line in an enduro, yung pang off-road. And yeah, I like using that in the city also, because like Earl, you got a lot of fresh air, pero your face is protected. So kung medyo magsa-skywig ako or ano, alabang, I'll use that. Pero traffic pa rin, di ba? Fresco.
And pero, classy.
Ano yan?
The Turatec.
Ayun,
Aventuro.
Oh. Ganda.
Also carbon fiber.
What? The funny thing is, all your helmets carbon.
The cheaper the helmet, the more I use it. The last time ginamit ko to is I think nung nag-Cebu tayo, Maki. So,
magaan naman yan eh. Kaya mo gamitin na
raw. Kasi tamad ako eh. And then, I bought this because they gave us one to give away.
Ano yan?
The next. They gave us one to give away. And Camille Lu won it. Ingit na ingit ako. And then since may track days tayo coming up, Maki, sabi ko wala akong pang track na helmet.
Wow.
Hindi ko pa nagamit to.
Gamitin so, natin.
Kailangan na natin balikan si Coach Joey. So ako, really, the cheaper the helmet, the more I will use it.
Right.
The more expensive. Kapatong lang dito.
Ayun, so lahat tayong daming helmet. Pag-usapan naman natin yung expiry. Kasi, di ba? Parang, meron tinatawag na production date at expiry date. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Ito yung eat by date and sell by date.
Oh. Okay ba yun eh? Gilbert.
From Gilbert muna.
Production date, when the helmet was actually produced, manufactured in the factory now. There's no specific expiry date. There's no sell by, well, there is technically a ideal sell by date. So it means in helmet, after it's produced, you'd want the most effective, the fresher it is, the better it is, diba? But you wouldn't want the helmet to be several years old before it's used, especially considering if it's sold locally. Problema kasi sa mga locally sold helmets in storage. Eh. You don't know how it's been stored sa mga facilities where it's being sold. So yun yung major factor. So it could be it could be a new helmet, but if it's stored in a really, you know, humid and hot building, then mm-hmm. mas accelerated in wear niya. So that's also something to consider also.
Mm. Tapos CSE. Earl, how about you, Earl?
I have a there is a number actually that's thrown around. There are two numbers, so it's 7 and 5. So 7 from date of production, 5 from the first ride. So that's what a lot of 7 from the date of production and then 5 from the first ride. So if, for example, whichever comes first, right? So if your helmet is 7 years old, but you rode with it starting on the second year after it was made, then that should be okay. Provided that Gilbert brings up an important, very important topic of storage. Because I've encountered a few storerooms, storage areas that are super hot. You know, they're not well ventilated and all.
Katabi ng and, pasurahan.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are questionable. Perhaps for the Philippines, I would actually put it on more straight on 5 years, regardless of production date or use by date. Because it's also easier to track it. Like, if I were to ask any of you, when was the first time you rode with each of your specific helmets?
Depende sa lalim.
Is it written in your diary?
Like,
do you know?
Yeah. Depende sa lakad. Uy, daming poformahan dun.
So I think that the industry standard is, if you're meticulous about keeping your helmet in check and whatever, it's just the standard is 5 years. It's been 5 years for a while because EPS foam hasn't really changed in the past. Yeah, the chemical makeup of EPS is, you know, expanded polystyrene. So it's been the same for many, many years now. It's just that the thickness has changed, the densities have changed, but eventually it's going to deteriorate the same way as other EPS. So the industry standard has been 5 years. I say it's still 5 years. Choose what you want to believe, but it depends on how much you ride with it. And that brings in that is why I said earlier that I spread the load between all of my helmets because I want each of them to last longer than they can. And the more you ride with a helmet, actually, regardless of if it's newer or older, it's actually going to deteriorate it more. Like, for example, I have my Arfa 11, which is my old one, which is my old daily helmet. But it's in worse condition. well, di naman. I still use it. It's in worse condition than my HJC I10 because I use this less. I use this much less than my Arfa 11. So it's a matter of how much you use it also. And to Gilbert's point earlier about 2 years, yeah, I think that's also true. Like every year or maybe even like, I don't know, 6 months, I get a new helmet or I buy a new helmet and I factor it into the rotation. So,
tanong ako. Going with every 2 years, that's pricey. Now if you look at Tunay na Rider, lahat ng mga post about sales, ako yun. Ako yung nagsishare. Yeah. Right? Because I'm like, uy, sale ngayon sa HJC or sale na sa Ride Manila o sa Moto World. Kinahatak ko si Maki. And bibilya ako ng discounted helmet. Then my concern now is, these helmets, their usable life, because they've been their previous years or a couple years ago, their models from a couple years ago, their usable life, their safe life, is much more diminished. So when you're paying 20% off for a 3-year-old helmet, dapat 50% off na.
Kasi yeah. 50% na lang lifespan niya eh.
Oo, kasi 50% off na 50% na yung lifespan niya.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's also what I tell my friends if there's a motorcycle helmet for sale.
Yan.
Always check first.
Production
always
date.
Check first the production date. Now,
it's up to you if you want to trust the 7-year rule. That's up to your discretion. But that provided that the sale is being conducted by a reputable retailer who has the storage facilities for it. It's the same. It's up to you if you want to follow the 7-year rule. Because I've had friends who've purchased helmets on sale that are, let's say, nearing the 2-year mark. I've even purchased a helmet myself that was manufactured in 2020, earlier last year. So it's the same kind of thing with the brand. You trust the retailer as well to have kept the helmet properly. And you also trust the brand that their materials will hold up.
Nako, kailan pakita ko sa wife ko yung episode na to. Shopping tayo next week.
Sabi ni Samir Adona, ito ah, may comment siya. A lot of Pinoy riders are not informed properly on how to buy a helmet. Example, mindsets. Dahil binili, dahil magandang graphics, binili dahil endorsed ng vloggers. What do you think about these guys? Huwag ka natatawa.
Wait lang. I talked to Gilbert before. Si Gilbert said something to me and natuwa din ako kay Gilbert dati. I was just thinking of that.
Well, sige, throw Gilbert under the bus. Say it.
Gilbert, what did I say? What was it?
I don't
know. Kanya-kanyang marketing yan for the brands. That's one of their ways to sell it. They have to get endorsers. They have to get different media personalities, influencers, bloggers, you know, to market their products. That's their way of getting their market share. Siyempre, they can always use their safety certifications, the quality of the helmets, quality of the manufacturing. But then, you know, end of the day, the only way to get the volume that they need to keep their business alive would be to sell more. And the best way is to do, you know, all these marketing activities. So, you know, kailangan talaga yan. It's part of the business.
Ikaw, Earl. Why am I magsasalita?
Yeah, pero I know these two guys, Gilbert and Earl.
I mean,
saan ba nang galing itong sobrang dami ng helmet na I would say okay, very affordable sila, but parang bumaha bigla yung market eh. And now, sila pa yung maingay, no? Yung maraming endorsers, maraming activities na ginagawa ng pag-giveaway nila, parang points na sinasabi nila sa house blessing. Yung helmet.
Yeah. Ano, Aris? Yung parang, yung mga helmet brands, parang yung sa Pinas mo lang nakikita.
Oh, diba?
Parang cherry moment ang helmets.
Yeah. Nakakapunta ka eh. I mean, kung may idea kayo, saan galing yan? And, I mean, bakit ganun nakakalusot yung mga yan na, I mean, alam na natin na iba dyan, bagsak sa rating, pero nandiyan dyan pa rin eh. So tell us guys, baka may moto chismis kayo about this. Para, yun lang. They're dominating the scene eh. Actually, yung mga branded na binanggit natin, wala naman silang mga campaign eh. But this, di ba yung mga so-called affordable ones, sila may ingay at saka sila yung, I mean, parang ang word ko doon, 3 benching ko eh, sakali eh.
Yeah.
We know their quality, di ba? Gilbert, tingin mo, ba't biglang bumaha ng ganyan?
Well, several reasons. Pero syempre, a lot of people want, especially during pandemic, di ba? Nung nag-pandemic or after pandemic, lumaki bigla yung population ng mga motorcycle riders. Everybody wanted to get out of the house, so everybody started riding. Not everybody could afford the high-end helmets. So, nang nangyari, syempre, masabi businessmen there, they started bringing in, lower quality helmets by volume, by the container load. And then, syempre, they want to get a bigger piece of the pie. And syempre, how do you get noticed in this, very, very tightly fought market? Yeah, papapansin ka talaga. So, the only way for them to do that is, to get all these media hype, di ba? Or publicity from kanilang marketing activity. So, yun na nga. The problem there is maraming nagpaparating rin without proper certification, proper safety standards, napapalusot pa rin nila. Actually, honest, sa totoo lang, marami dyan nagbibenta sa bangketa. You'll see them with fake ICC stickers. I mean, alam na natin na nangyari yun eh. Pero we can't help it because people are still buying eh. So, mahirap pigilan kung meron nagtatangkilik sa kanila. No? As much as we want, you know,
I have a suggestion. Kasi tayo, we buy helmets. Ang best endorser sa akin, para sa akin ha, you see them racing sa professional, lalo na yung mga professionals. You see the brands they use, di ba? Ngayon, itong mga pipitsugi na to, yung sabi natin, very affordable, para let them use it. Yung mga endorsers, para let them use it sa Philippine Superbike Championship. Tingnan natin they, kung gano'ng matibay yung helmet.
Would they dare to use it?
I don't think they will use it. Tama ba?
Kasi ako, may na-chismis ako sa isang malaking event. Nung may cameras, ito yung suot. Nung umandar na, palit tayo.
Meron pang moto.
Wow.
Nilalagay lang ng sticker, Aris.
Wow.
Nagbabaya. Ano eh, MotoGP yun eh. May chismis din yan sa MotoGP eh. Tapos, they just stuck a different sticker and paid royalties.
Wow.
To the brand.
I mean, that would be fair. Siguro kung yung brand ng helmet nasa racing suit nila. Pero wag yung sa helmet, di ba? Wag mo nilalagay sa helmet. Kasi may brand yung helmet eh.
But to counter that first. It's actually past.
False advertising. Because,
But it's actually a past issue now because there's new standards that came about after a few years already of that proliferating. So yeah, it's blown over a little bit because of the newer standard FIM. But it's still like, you know, urban legend and chismis here, eh, diba?
Anyway,
and also may I mention this, ha? I've met a lot of riders, no? Iba barkada ko pa eh. But pinagmamalaki nila, ang dami nilang helmet, oh. Around 20. Agulat ako eh. Sabi ko, buti pinapayagan ko yung misis niyo, marami kayong helmet. But if you would check on the helmets, yun yung mga low quality helmets. And I didn't see a single one na talagang quality helmet. Sabi ko, anong trip nito? Parang nangungulikta ka ng tsinelas. Sabi ko, bumili ka ng dalawang branded, di ba? And you feel safe pa eh, di ba? Kaysa iyayabang mo, nasa rack mo, wow, pare, dami ko yan nito. Pero titingnan mo, pare, sabihin ko, pare, basura yung helmet. Kasi I know, hawakan mo palang, you would see the, yung leash. Poor quality.
Pag-usapan na natin how you can tell it's a quality helmet.
Yeah.
Gilbert.
In relation to that, yung affordable helmets, ano yung tamang basehan or yung price range? What are you looking at na papasa sa quality mo?
Nasasaktan si Gino ata. Ang daming tanong.
Gilbert. What do you think?
No, then again, it boils down to the safety standards, no? So, safety certification ang unang tinitingnan ko usually. So, that's what I recommend to people buying their helmets, no? You look at the safety standards first. Year of production and then safety standard certification. And then from there, you choose, well, then again, yung in budget, medyo relative yun eh, because it also depends on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So meron na pamahal, not because it's of a higher standard, but if it's made in Europe and then it's shipped over here, it's more expensive than if it's an Asian built helmet and then it's, you know, brought over by a neighboring country.
So ganito, lahat ng brands I think right now may mga entry level eh. Diba? Okay, I think HJC has Bell has qualifier. and then
C10 HJC.
On C10 and then Shark. I think Shark, they have Riddle. I think they have Riddle.
Riddle, yes. But then for now, they're
would you rather
the ones that you can get here is the Spartan RS.
That's would you rather get an entry level brand, entry level helmet from an internationally recognized brand, or something that's how would I say, hyped in the local market?
Duh. Like what?
Why are they losing in that segment? Yun yung question ko.
Here's the thing. I think that wording there is, would you get an expensive brand from a local, an expensive helmet from a local brand or a cheap helmet from an international brand?
Yun.
So if it's like, for example, if one helmet one local brand has like a helmet that's worth like 7,000, then the international brand has an entry level helmet for like 7,000, which do you go with, right? Like, do you get the top of the line from the local brand or do you get the entry level from the international brand? And my answer there would be entry level international, because for you can go as high as, let's say, 50,000 or more for a helmet. But that's the top of the line of the top of the line. And they follow a different purpose, per se. It's been those helmets like this one here, like the Arfa 1, has been designed for the racetrack. And it's been designed with the FIM standard. So in that regard, it's worth a lot more because the R&D that went into this helmet was a lot more. It doesn't necessarily mean that all of the materials cost tons more. There's a lot more that goes into a helmet. Now, the other thing is, you also sort of considering, like, oh, shut up, Gino. You're sort of considering whether or not it's a, it's what its purpose is. Because purpose can also give the helmet a lot more cost to produce and to manufacture. Whereas a road helmet like this one, the I-10, it's an entry-level helmet for the U.S. because it's also it's rated DOT. But it's actually rated Snell. Mm-hmm. So see that it, with an entry-level helmet like this, you also get an additional...
Pagkano ba yan? Pagkano yan?
Gilbert, mga 7,000 to, di ba? 7,000.
Yeah, around that much. Yeah.
And so if you... For me, I think still... I'd go with this, that even if it's cheaper, even if it's more affordable, it still has the same quality of materials that the brand should be known for. It still has the certifications that the brand can afford to certify it for. Right?
I'm sure there are helmets that fits his ego. yeah, that's a good point, diba? Meron pa isang tanong sa inyo.
Balik na tayo sa ano, sa standards. Oh, what are the standards and that people are looking for, that they should look for in a helmet? How do you know it's a safe helmet?
Well, when I review stuff, it's usually ECE 2206, and that's pretty much gonna tell me that it's totally safe. Icing on the cake, there's FIM. For me, there's in my collection, in my array of helmets, I'd prefer ECE 2206 to be a part of everything. Yeah. But of course, it's not perfect. Like, there are some 2205s in here that I still trust because the brand is what carries the rating more than the rating itself if it's like outdated. So, for the most part, it's like the newer helmets that I have should always be ECE 2206. So like the Shark Spartan RS is the first ECE 2206 with a drop-down visor and whatever. Like all of these helmets are coming out with new standards now. And I think it's also important to note that you have to evolve. The riders have to evolve with the standards also. So, Jadrian Chua asks, FIM safety, because yeah, that's why I said icing on the cake. Yeah,
actually FIM is not really a safety standard. It's a regulatory standard for it to be certified to be used in FIM sanctioned events. No, so it's not technically a safety. If it's FIM certified, it means you can use it some FIM sanctioned races or racetracks. But it doesn't mean that it's higher than the ECE 22.06.
Gilbert,
it's the same standard.
Can you explain first what FIM is?
Yeah, FIM is a motorsports organization handling all the major motorsports events in the world. No. So they have their own guidelines for their own safety mandates nila. So like the equipment that they use has to be all FIM certified, from their helmet, their suits, their gloves, their boots, everything that they use. So to be eligible to race in their events, all the equipment that you're going to be using has to be FIM certified. So
kung sa Pinas yan, hihirit ako na racket yan. Diba? Nabayaran nila yung sticker.
Meron naman tinatawag PIM certification eh. Martin nyo lang ang gamit.
Bago yan, ano yan?
PIM. Philippine International, ano?
Motorsports.
Martilyo lang ginagamit for racing.
Ibang-ibang safety testing yun. Mas rigorous yun, actually. Mas matinding testing yun.
Yeah, but analog, the argument...
Analog testing.
Wait, I just checked my helmets. And they're all ECE 2205. Does that mean I have to go shopping next week?
You know?
No.
Yes.
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 If you're early, you can buy a helmet
really,
every week.
Really?
No. Wait, before that, actually, iba, for me, 2205 is fine. Like, it's fine enough. You don't need to buy a 2205 helmet, right? You don't need to buy a 2206 helmet right away. The moment that you see that, oh, it's 2205, it's outdated, you know. But the thing is, it sort of plays into what you can get at the time, also. Because if you are a stickler for safety, yeah, yes, then fine, yes, buy a new helmet by all means. But the helmet on your head is no less safer just because a new ECE standard came out. It's just that this is just going to be better moving forward. So does it make it obsolete? I mean, there's no like software update that you buy for your helmets anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just that the standards change. They just want to make it better for riders. It's no less safer considering deterioration. But if you want to buy a new helmet, I always recommend that you go ECE 2205 straight. Mm-hmm. 2206, sorry. 2206 straight. Yeah. Because it's the newer standard. You're going to get more for your money from it.
Uy! Na-enjoy mo ba itong podcast na to? Malamang hindi. Ako si Nono nga pala.
Ako si JB.
Ako naman si James. At samahan nyo kami every week sa Usapang Kupal. Pero hindi kami kupal, ha? Kung talaga naghahanap kayo ng comedy podcast, eto ang Cool Pals na ang pinaka-nakakatawang podcast sa balat ng lupa.
Meron tayong current events, horoscope. At yun na nga, sinabi mo, sobrang nakakatawa. Sampulan mo, Nonong. Sampulan mo ng laugh trip na joke.
Ano ang tawag sa bahay ng mga pusa?
Ano?
Edi podcast. Isin it.
Huwag na kayo makinig sa amin. Dito na lang tayo.
Di maganda yung podcast.
Di ko alam kung ba't umabot tayo ng 300 episodes.
Padmiaw. 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 Miaw, miaw. Padmiaw.
The Cool Pals, exclusive on Spotify
with an H.
Nahanap ko saan mo nilagay yung H eh.
So yun yung latest 2206. What about Sharp? Yes. You heard about Sharp testing?
Sharp, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, Sharp is the most stringent testing standards na ngayon, no? But not all the helmet manufacturers conform to it or apply for that certification. Well, of course, there's cost involved in getting certified for certain certification. There's cost involved for them. So it depends also if they're the countries where they're trying to sell their products to don't require that strict of a standard, then most helmets manufacturers won't go to the extent of, you know, spending more for that.
I see. Okay. Oh. Tama. Mm. Pati Snell. We also have Snell, di ba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dati Snell ang pinakasikat, di ba? Snell and DOT before, or ANSI rating pa nga dati.
Okay.
So, yun.
But, yeah.
Going back, ito yung pang-araw-araw ko. Right? And I'm down to get a new one, a new replacement helmet. What... Mm-hmm. Again, I'm using like a Honda Cub or an electric scooter. What should I be looking for a daily rider, 9 kilometers, rush hour, small bike helmet?
Okay, muna budget ko. Oh, yun. Bell. Ano? Quart, pare.
Quart. Ruby. Quart. You can also go with Naka. You can also, I mean, you know. There are a lot of options, Iba. No, but you have to tell the price point.
There's also a lot of peace of mind in having a cheap helmet. A cheap, safe helmet, right? I'm saying, because if you're going to use it and you know, it gets scratched up, you put it in the underseat compartment, hindi ka kinakaba, hindi mo inaalagaan masyado. So, I mean, for me, there's a certain there's a lesser stress in having a daily rider safe helmet. So what should I be looking for in something that I use on a scooter, I use for commuting in the daytime? Should I be using one of these?
Depende sa ride style mo.
Yeah.
Actually, for personal preference lang yan. And secondly, it's how safe do you want to be? What do you consider to be safe, diba? Do you feel safe wearing a open face helmet? Do you feel safer wearing a full face helmet? And then also keep in mind, no, when you say cheap helmets or higher price helmets, if they pass the same certification standards, no, basically they're both safe. They're just as safe as you know as can be. You can have a 7,000-8,000 peso helmet with a ECE 2206 rating, and then you can have a 60,000 helmet with an ECE 2206 rating. Both of them pass the same safety standards, so technically you'll be safe with both helmets. But then again, the safest helmet is the one that's on your head. So if you're not gonna wear it, if you don't feel comfortable wearing it, diba? You have to get the most comfortable helmet that you'd really want to wear all the time. So that's one factor also to consider.
Ito si Gino, may serious question daw siya. If you crash your helmet with minor scratches, is that still safe to use?
Earl. It depends on how hard the crash was.
Yeah, sabihin natin, like,
high over. Speed. if you crash, or another question, okay. This helmet, sinabit ko multiple times on the side view mirror.
Okay.
And then it falls.
And is then it falls.
Should I throw it away?
No. Remember that the shell is very hard. The shell is hard. It's meant to be strong, right? The paint if you see scratches, paint is expendable. It's meant more for design than anything. So as long as the integrity of the shell, meaning that it's not cracked or anything, is fine, then great, the shell is good. But now you're concerned about the EPS. If you drop your helmet on the floor without weight inside, meaning without a head inside, it's fine. Because the helmet will flex, the shell will take the impact, there's nothing to compress the EPS from inside. That it's okay to use that, the helmet again, if you drop it from the bike.
Sa akin naman, I think of it the other way around. No. Usually, if I drop the helmet, suppose I keep it on the motorcycle seat and it falls and hits the ground on the side or on the... Usually, I'd replace it. One, because you don't know how badly damaged the shell is. It's not only the EPS that's taking care of the safety, no. It's the shell. You won't be able to notice it visually. But if there's micro cracks inside, the next time you're in a real accident, that might be the failure point where the shell's going to crack open. So personally, I wouldn't take that compromise. I wouldn't take that risk. I'll just replace it. That's why I usually end up buying a helmet every 2-3 years instead of keeping it longer, even though it looks clean, it looks shiny. I'm more particular with the safety and the integrity of the shell or of the helmet rather than, you know, cosmetics.
Crap, shopping na ako.
Ito, mawawala na tayo ng oras. Pero dami pa natin pwedeng pag-usapan eh. Sige, tingnan part 2, no? Pag-usapan naman natin yung ano, yung mga high-end. Di ba? Mga high-end helmet.
O si Erwin.
Bakit ang dami bumibili? Di ba? And sa pag-usapan natin dito, na sabi natin, ECE rating 2206, parehas lang naman yung, why does people buy it? I'm confused.
Why do? It's, why would you buy an expensive helmet over a cheap helmet with the same safety rating?
To show that you guys are poor, and I can afford a 100,000 helmet that I have to throw away after 5 years. Right?
The Ruby,
that's
think
why I would buy it.
BOT. Yeah.
It's the same reason why, you know, people have expensive watches, right?
Yeah, but you don't throw away a watch every 5 years. You don't retire a watch every 5 years, you have it serviced. You change the battery, you keep using that thing. You don't throw it away.
Ang dami pa nating pwedeng tanong eh. Pero I think most important question for this night. Yung dami nagsasabi, the helmet that you buy should be relatable to how much is your head worth. How much is your head worth? Laging sinasabi yan, dapat most expensive. What do you think about it?
How much is your head worth? Even in auto racing, that's actually a question that is asked, because, you know, I've had friends who race cars on track, and then they were all, and some of them have Arais, Stilos, and Zamps and whatever. But the guys that are just starting out, they have LS2s, and yung hirit sa kanila is how much your head worth, right? Also, for motorcycles, it's definitely there. I feel that statement is kind of misleading in a way that how much is your head worth is like a bit elitist, because there are affordable helmets that meet the safety standards. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg.
There are smarter people. And there are dumber people.
No, it's more like there are people who... It's not true.
That's why
it's
mahal yung mga helmet ni Earl. That's why si Earl, pinakamahal yung mga helmet niya. Kasi matalino yan.
Hindi. I just like helmets, okay? Actually, hindi tayo ko.
Pang, ano, yung madalas natin ginagamit, yung medyo mura. Diba? Kasi... Base sa IQ yan.
Hindi. Walang patama. Wala akong patama.
And that explains Evo.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Pasado naman sa safety rating. Ikaw, Gilbert, yung question, how much is your head worth? What do you think about?
How much do I think my head's worth? My head's worth... I value it as much as I can afford to get a expensive helmet. But then again, yun na nga. The most important, the best helmet that you have, the best safety helmet that you can get is the one that you'd want to wear all the time. So if you can get a lower price but certified helmet, and then you keep on wearing it all the time because it's comfortable, because you like how it looks, the style and everything, then that's the best helmet you can get. So I think that says a lot about what you value. It doesn't mean if you can't afford an expensive helmet, it means it depends on the tao. If they can't afford it, then what are we going to do about that?
Yeah.
Oh, ganun talaga eh. Some people can afford it, some people can't. So, as long as ang nagustuhan ko ngayong gabi, naintindihan ko yung safety ratings na
Yeah.
Kahit magkakaiba yung price. The same. Diba? Tsaka important, lagi mong suot yung helmet. Diba? Ayun, dami pa natin pwedeng pag-usapan. Kaya lang, well, lagpas na tayo sa isang oras eh. Iba, what do you think?
Ako, basta alam ko mag-shopping ako. delikado na pala yung helmet ko. And also, I mean, joking aside, there are ridiculously expensive helmets out there that have basically the same safety rating as a, I don't know, what is the most affordable rated safe helmet that you guys have? That's like 6,000?
6,000 plus, yeah.
Yeah, 6,000. You can buy an incredibly safe helmet that is rated for 6,000. And the difference between the safety that you get from that helmet and, you know, one that's handcrafted in Italy is minimal. Or mas safe pa siguro yung entry level. But you need to do your research. You need to fit the helmet. There are so many other factors that go into it, into making that decision. Ako, dati, basta carbon fiber, bilhin ko na. Ayan ngayon, mukhang kailangan na...
kailangan natin magli-liquidate kami mamaya.
Facebook Marketplace.
Mamaya, tignan niyo yung marketplace namin. Marami kami ibebeta.
Yun, as we wrap up the show... tonight again, thank you, Earl, for being on the show. Are there any last words, any words of wisdom you want to share, any last hirits at Gino Rufino?
Honestly, Gino, ang pogi mo talaga. Mag open face ka na lang palagi para kita mukha mo.
Oh, how about you, Gilbert?
Yeah, just to conclude with this topic, no. Just to remind everybody, no, when you, it's already riding in the Metro Manila streets is already the something the most dangerous thing that we can do already in locally, no. So just to try to keep safe, always wear a helmet, always wear safety gear, ride defensively, and yeah, keep the shiny side up.
Yeah, and so, you guys are TNR virgins, and we ask this of all of our TNR guests. Earl, what is your definition of tunay rider?
Tunay rider. Oh, that's tough. So ano yung tunay rider? Someone who lives Sigura. On a motorcycle. Someone who lives on a motorcycle. Rather, and it's going into more like living, as like living, not just literally living, but living life on a motorcycle. I think those people who truly enjoy riding and truly enjoy just being out there, whether in an open face or a full face helmet, on two wheels, yan yung mga tunay na rider.
Yan.
Regardless of who you are.
Bigyan ng brief.
All right. Gilbert. Oh, syempre. Gilbert, Earl. Meron na kayo.
Yun, no? So,
yes.
Limited edition.
Yes. Nahiya naman si Calvin.
Excited kayo magkaganyan, no? Oh, di ba?
Yeah, may yes. Safety rating ba yan?
Meron. Bet yan eh.
Basta wala ng speed marks, okay na.
All right, Gilbert. Okay,
thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yon. What's your definition
of a tunay na
tunay
rider?
Na rider? I think that's somebody who rides as much as they can, as often as they can, because they love riding. For no other reason. Not because that's the only thing that they can afford. Maybe as scooter or whatever, but basically because they're passionate about motorcycles, riding, tinkering with them, and yeah, basically that where it if it gives them the maximum enjoyment from riding the bicycle, motorcycles, then Yeah, I think that's what they. That's a 2.9 rider.
Yeah. Yon, unless may ano, unless may event kami ni Maki sa Alabang and gabi na and may alak or walang alak and tinataban na kami kasi umulan. All right, Aris, take us out.
Ayo guys, thank you ha. Ride safe and we'll see each other on the road. Maraming salamat kay Early and Gilbert Chan.
Yan. And we'll be missing you, Aris, next week. San ka next week?
I'll be in Europe for more than a month. We'll be joining the BMW Motorrad Days. We'll drop by the World Vespa Day and wow. also the Harley Davidson in Budapest. Yeah. 125 years celebration nila.
Dala ka na maraming tunay na rider brief. Aris,
bigyan mo si Rosle, ha?
Oh, naman. They're gonna like it.
Dapat ganun mo yung brief sa mga signage, mga directional signage, di ba? Para tunay na rider world tour.
Panalo yun.
Dadala ko nun. Papapost natin sila.
Sana all, Aris. Ako, nasa Visayas Conference Unity ride ako next week.
This weekend, Automotive Festival, World Trade Center, may launch. Lola Helms. Bye-bye. Yeah.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.